Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Bell, and we feel well, grateful, and thankful to God for all that He has done for us this week, in this week of Blog Talk Radio Revival, where our theme has been growing in grace. I tell you, we have had a magnificent time in the Lord. Amen. We thank God we didn't have to get in our car. We didn't have to drive nowhere. We didn't have to get dressed up. We didn't have to put on a face or put on makeup or do any of that. All we had to do was pick up our phone, dial in, and that click our button, and prepare ourselves to hear a word from the Lord. We have been blessed this week thus far. From Apostle Brenda Pagan, Apostle Gloria Hawkins, Prophet Mimi Hickman, Elder Rosalind Christian, and on tonight, we bless God for this mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. I can call her a homegirl because as I talked to her older, she would remind me of how even when I was small, how much time I spent in their home. Time, some that I remember, some that I don't. But Gail is a woman of God that I have known for many, many years. And I'm grateful to God for Him bringing us together at the time that He did, that we may grow to appreciate each other in a brand new way, to see God move and have His way in her life the way that I've seen it. I just give God praise. I give God praise for everything that He's done and He is doing. So, Gail, I thank you. I thank you for your yes. God honors your yes. The Holy Governor that resides on the inside is excited about your yes because He is going to speak through you on tonight. So without further ado, my listening audience, church family, kingdom ambassadors, I present to some and introduce to others the anointed vessel that will bring forth the word on tonight. Evangelist Gail Joyner. And Gail, you can move forward where God leads. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you tonight for inviting me on your show tonight to share God's word in truth and in clarity. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
To you tonight, Lord God. Decrease me and fill me up with all of you, Lord God. Anoint me afresh and anew, Lord God, that I may bring your word, Lord God, the best that I can. I don't take it lightly to come before your people to share your word and your truth. God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. On tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I'll be coming from several scriptures. The first is Peter. It's going to be 2 Peter chapter 1:1-5. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers, meaning sharing, of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And then 2 Peter, go over to chapter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. And I have one more scripture. It's going to be Romans 5,
Amen.
1 through 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also ye have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Few moments. The more you have of him, the more you would experience grace. So rather saying, I need to change, say I need to grow. Because if you grow, you will change. Hallelujah. Now, come on, stay with me. This is a story about a man named Jed. The poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day when he was shooting for some food, up from the ground came a bubbling cruise. That is black gold, Texas P. Some of us remember the Beverly Hillbillies. Some of us don't. But here's the question. Exactly, when did Jed become a millionaire? Was it when he discovered the oil or when he acquired the property? From the moment Jed acquired the property, he was a multimillionaire. He just didn't know it. He wasn't aware of what he had. So he lived antiquated, primitively, until he knew what he had. What made this story so entertaining to watch is to see them get used to have so much. Ms. Drysdale tried to help them to understand what they had inherited, and they had to grow in their understanding. Even though they were multimillionaires, they were still living like pheasants, and the mindset in their communication and how they operated. It is unfortunate today that many Christians don't know what they have. Hallelujah. They received it at the point of salvation, but the process of growing and understanding and living in the light of the benefit of it has become difficult, misunderstood. There has been miseducation, therefore living a life of Christian frustration. Because we do not understand what it means to grow in grace, we don't understand. Hallelujah. And I'm sorry, bear with me a moment. I lost my page, so I got to get back to it. I apologize.
Amen. You better flow, sis. You better flow. You better flow. God, my
grace.
God, my God, my God.
Of goodness,
God.
He does what we do not deserve and could not even earn it and never be able to repay it. You can't buy grace. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. We cannot earn the unearnable. So then how do we grow in grace? Let's go back to verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, Jesus our Lord. We grow in grace. Not only do we grow in grace, grace is multiplied to us. That means it is also extended to us. And how do we multiply our grace? We multiply it through the knowledge of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. The problem with us is that we want Jesus as our Savior, but not as our Lord. And as a result of that, we are closing off the supply line. Let's go to verse 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Grace has a dispenser, and the dispenser of grace is called the Lord Jesus Christ. He has already granted to us everything from his divine power. The more you have of him, the more you experience grace. Grace has been understood as a relationship. Let me say it again. Grace is a relationship. We can learn about grace and the doctrine about grace before experiencing it, but we must have the relationship. By his divine power, everything pertaining to life and godliness comes through the true knowledge of him. So God wants us to give what he has already willed to us. He's already willed to us grace. Being willed, that's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, under Moses, you do it to get it. I will bless you if the New Covenant flipped it. In Ephesians 1, God said, I have already blessed you. You get it without doing anything. But if we do, but if we don't make the flip, we will try to earn grace. And if we try to earn grace, we will cut off grace because grace cannot be earned. Think about electricity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help me with this. You need electricity to supply things in your home. So you have to go out to get a contract for your electricity. So you might have Virginia Power or whatever you have. You have a contract. You can't eat. You can't chop things. Lights won't come off. Come on. You might not have heat in the winter or cool in the summer without that contract. You have to have a contract. But let me tell you something. If you're trying to earn grace, you will cut it off. When you get your contract called grace, which is the new covenant, the power was in the contract. So the power needed to be all that God wants us to become, we already have. Anybody who comes to your door selling power is a snake. It's a snake grace. Grace cannot be bought. You have to earn it. Verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Wherewith are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Partakers means sharing in. By this promise you have become partakers of his divine nature. When you accepted Jesus Christ, you were born again. The seed, you have to have a seed, and you have to have living for growth to occur. That connection is not there when you're in the world in this system of things. That system headed by Satan leaves God out. When we take the world, we are damaging the growth until we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life. The nutrients won't flow, so growth won't occur. No matter how much church you go to, growth will not occur. Like the caterpillar. Take the caterpillar, for example. The caterpillar don't look that great. It's furry. It has a lot of legs. But inside of that caterpillar, a butterfly is growing. So the butterfly grows, and it grows. It outgrows the caterpillar, and it becomes a beautiful thing. I don't care how ugly you are. You contain the divine nature of God if you have accepted Jesus Christ. It is the nature that must grow. We spend all our time trying to be better, looking from the outside in, and we need to grow from the inside out. We women, we wear Spanx. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Spanx holds stuff in. Spanx hides stuff. It contains stuff, but it don't fix anything. Spanx don't fix nothing. Because when you take it all, boop, boop, there it is, back out again. God is after the transformation, not the flesh manipulation. Hallelujah. And then we have to be on the lat system. Desire the sincere milk so that you may grow. Before all this sophistication came along, when the mother had the baby, it latched on to the mother, something that is living. And flowing from the mother was the nutrients that the child needed to grow. You might say you desire the Bible, but it's deeper than that. We had all the sophistication of the body. There was lat system to desire milk, meant to latch on to life. You need to latch on to something that is living. He is saying latch on to life of Jesus Christ through the Bible. As you suck the life out of the scriptures, the nutrients you get into the spirit and the soul, then growth occurs. So rather than say, I need to change, you need to say, I need to grow by grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I hope y'all following me here, and I hope you're getting something tonight. Verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. But let me tell you this. In your refrigerator, you might have concentrate, lemonade, or what you have, orange juice, or something like that. But in order to expand it, you have to add something to it. And most of the time, we add water or liquid, some type of liquid to it. But what we add to it, don't take from it. It don't alter it. It just makes it better. It fills it up and it expands. You cannot earn faith. It's always free. But what you can do is assess it. From Romans 5, let's go to Romans 5. Chapter 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. I said before, we can't earn faith, we can't buy it, but we can access it. And the way we access it is through faith. The more we walk in faith, the more we access grace. You know, I don't know about you, but I can only talk about me. I have done things. I have been places I wasn't supposed to be. I have said things to people I wasn't supposed to say. I have ridden on roads that were so small, two cars couldn't pass each other. The speed limit was 45, and I was driving 100. I should have been dead and gone a long time ago. But it was God's grace, his multiplied grace, his grace that was extended to me. That's why I'm here now. So what are we going to do? Are we going to extend the grace that God extended to us to others? What are you going to do with that person who used you? What are you going to do with that person that comes to you in a bad way, say all kinds of malicious things about you, hurt you? Jesus. You know, what are you going to do with that person? Are you going to bring the world back to them? Are you going to activate God's grace, the grace that God has extended to you? Are you going to reciprocate it and extend that same grace to that person and bring his love to them? Grace will make you love your enemies. Grace will make you love your neighbors. Grace will make you love that person who then used you and abused you and then talked about you. Grace, y'all. What are we going to do with grace tonight? Hallelujah. What are we going to do with that? Hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for you. We need to learn how to extend that same grace that God extends to us. We need to extend that to that next person. We need to do that. I'm going through something right now. And I say, God, I'm not going through this. Hey, he's carrying me through it. By his grace, I'm being obedient to his word. I prayed to God. Yes. I said, God, what do you want me to do with this? How do you want me to handle this? Say, I want you to be still. Obedient and watch the salvation. Watch my work, what I'll do for you. And that's a hard thing. People think you crazy when you're treating somebody good that they mistreated you. They say, girl, I wouldn't do that. I'll do this, that, and the third thing to them. I'll cuss them out. I'll break their windows out their car. I'll hurt them back. That's not what God says. That's not what he says. He said, extend that same grace to them that I have extended to you. Hallelujah. Is that what we're going to do, y'all? Is that what we're going to do? And that's how that other person will grow. They'll look back and they say, well, you know what? I treated her so bad. She did not once call me out my name. She did not once curse me. But she came to me with love. She came to me with understanding, with God love. Hallelujah. What am I going to do with that? Oh, my God. The grace of God is sufficient. We need to show it. We need to live it. First of all, we need to stay connected. Do not sever the umbilical cord. When the mother is pregnant with the baby grows inside the mother. But the baby cannot grow without the mother and the umbilical cord. You have to have that cord to whatever the mother intakes, supplies what the baby needs to grow arms, to grow legs, to grow eyes, to grow a lung, to grow a heart, so that baby could become a and live on the outside. But if we sever that umbilical cord and break that dive, there's no more nourishment supplying the baby. So God supplies us. We have a umbilical cord to God. He's supplying us everything that we need. He's supplying us love with his grace. We need to take on his characteristics. That's why we need to stay in his word, read his word daily, to take on his characteristics, so we'll be able to extend his love and to show his grace to others, so then others can grow by that and reciprocate and start reading the word and taking on his characteristics.
My God.
God, I thank you. Hallelujah.
My God.
Jesus. Woo!
My God.
I thank you. God for his grace. Do you thank God for his grace tonight? Do you thank God for allowing you to come through some things that you have been through? And you look back and say, how did I come through that? How did I make it? How did I survive? It was God's grace. It was the grace that he has multiplied and extended to us, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We need to walk in that. Yes, we need to bathe in that grace. Hallelujah. God, I thank you.
My God. My
thank you, Lord. I don't take it lightly, God's word. I don't take it lightly. Our attitude and our actions. Once we carry on the characteristics, we take on the characteristics of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our actions and our attitude, it has to change. It cannot stay the same. And we realize the grace that he has extended to us. We have to grow, y'all, from the inside out and stop trying to look good outside in. Because once you start looking good, from the inside, you start cleaning up the inside, that grace we just filling you up, and you be expanding with God's word and God's characteristics. Woo! You're going to be a beautiful creature. Hallelujah. It's going to show on the outside. Somebody going to say, look at her. I remember when. Put brakes on that. That's gone. That's dead. This is who I am now in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for being able to come before your people with your word, Lord God. The seed has been planted, Father God, and you come by and give the increase, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you. I pray for everybody on the line tonight. I hope the word came with clarity and with truth. God's word, his living word, is living, it's alive, it's active. So once we partake in it, something has got to happen. A change has got to occur. We can no longer stay the same. Once we know the grace that God has extended to, the love he has extended to us, the characteristics of him. Hallelujah. God, I thank you tonight.
Okay.
I'm not before you long, But God, I thank you.
Mm.
Sis Prophetess Val.
Yes. My God. I got to tell you that I'm still stuck from where you started.
Hallelujah.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Yes.
Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family there. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold Texas tea. When did he become a millionaire? When he purchased the land?
Yep.
Or when he discovered the oil? That right there just set on me. I you had to say no more. That right there set on me. Because when we recognize, and y'all done this to me all week long, y'all start stuff, and then I want to talk, and then I got to remember that I got to do this tomorrow. Amen. But
amen.
That right there stuff. To brighten up your day, yeah. And the point of
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I hate that every time I get in this car, my mama's phone call be picking up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there, Val? God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? I think I have lost my connection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we're sometimes like Jed Clampett, the millionaire. We're millionaires, but we don't know we're millionaires. We have to come into the knowledge of being the millionaire. We are millionaires and we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But until we hook up to our power source, we link up with something that's full of life, we don't know what we have. But oh boy, when we find out what we have, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we start reading his word and we start linking up with people. We start linking up with God's word. Woo! Hallelujah. A transformation occurs from the inside out. We become like the caterpillar. We're no longer a caterpillar. We're now beautiful butterflies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I cannot hear Val anymore. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm still on the line. I'm thankful to God tonight. I'm thankful for him, for his love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel to bring forth your word to your people, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Gail, we can hear you.
Thank you, Lord. I didn't know if you all could hear me or not. I was quiet for a minute, and I said, Holy Spirit, say, just keep on speaking.
There you go. Always be obedient to what he is speaking to you. We thank you tonight for this miraculous word. And recognizing, we all need to recognize that we are millionaires. And sometimes we just fail to see it. But if we simply open our eyes and be obedient and continue in educating ourselves and being knowledgeable of God's word, then we will definitely grow in grace, definitely grow in grace. So we do thank you on this fourth night of coming on with Apostle Val and releasing word to the followers, to the people, and we thank you. So if you would, if you would like to close us out in prayer, then we can go
I'm
ahead.
Back. I'm back.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'm back.
Hallelujah.
I'm back.
Amen.
You know, the technology got its way, but all of you, I just kept on moving and moving and moving. I said, no, we're not going out like this, not tonight. Not tonight. We're not going out like this.
Thank the Lord.
Not tonight. Not tonight. It's His grace. It's His grace. I endure. I'm going to. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is God. Let me just explain how this is just how God is, and that there are times when we seem to be failing. There are times when we feel as though we're disconnected from the source. You talked about it, sis. You talked about how we have to stay connected. And say here tonight was an example of me needing to be connected, but there were distractions. There were other signals that were in the midst that were trying to keep me from hearing what God wanted me to hear. But God said, Valerie, no, you got to keep dialing in. You got to wait until that passes. You got to wait until that disconnects. And now you reconnect to the source.
Amen.
And that's what we've got to do. Many times we get weary. And the word says, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Had I fainted, then Prophet Nino, you would have done your job. You stepped in and you took care of things. But I was going to endure because I knew that there was something that God wanted to say through this.
Hallelujah.
That for every time that we feel like that we're in a place and we're not connected and we're not getting through and we're not feeling the grace of God and we don't feel like that favor is working on our behalf, God said you need to stand still and make sure that you're connected to the right source. Because if
Amen.
You're connected to the right source and you stay right there, come on, you'll realize that what it is that God had for you, you've had all along, but it's just a matter of you changing your mindset. It's just a matter of you deciding, what's most important to me? Am I just going to go ahead and give up because I got disconnected, or am I going to go ahead and go in it for everything I got? Am I going to give it my all? If I'm going to be faithful to the word of God that He's spoken, what exactly are you going to do when you know you can't buy grace? When you know you can't buy His favor, when you understand that the relationship that you have with Him, that because you gave your life, that you received Him as Lord and Savior, you have benefits. Only way you're going to get your benefits is to exercise faith. You got to exercise faith.
Amen.
You got to exercise it. And you say you want to grow in grace? Yeah, you want to grow in grace, but you got to know, you got to grow in knowledge. You see, again, if I didn't have any type of knowledge about what a signal would do, or what another antenna would do in a car. See, y'all were picking up a signal in a car, and I'm in the house. How was that? How did I lose connection in the house to something that's in the car? And sometimes, sometimes what's right in your house you disconnected from. You in the house with something you need to be connected to, but you connected to something out of the street. But then you want God's grace. Then you want God's favor. God said, you better know what you need to be connected to and connect to that. Connect to me first. Oh, God, see, you're trying to turn the corner. We shot out of the elbow shot. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word tonight. Listeners, thank you for calling in tonight. Thank you for y'all that texted me and wanted to make sure I was okay. I'm okay.
Amen.
I'm okay, but God had to show me something about us being connected and staying true to what it is that He has called us to. Amen. I'm grateful for all the callers on the line. If there's somebody that would like to testify, to just share a few words about what has been released on the night, please press 1. We've got a few minutes. I want to hear what you have to say. Share with me if you've been on the call several nights this week and this revival has blessed you. Share with us. Let the people of God know that you have been blessed as we have been fed from the Most High God regarding growing in grace. Again, we've got a few more minutes. If you press 1, I can bring you live. Amen. Prophet Nina, thank you. Thank you for stepping in. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My sister got my back. My sister got my back. Bless God. Bless God.
Amen. Amen.
Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Well, amen. Amen. Everybody being quiet tonight. Praise God. Evangelist, again, thank you. Thank you for this word. Go ahead.
I would just say that each night has truly built one upon the other. Each speaker has released word that has been so relevant to where we are in this day and time. But the focus is just in having that relationship and the knowledge of God to be able to grow in his grace. So I thank you. I thank you, Minister Gail, for this message. And again, I thank you for your obedience and not hanging up when you no longer thought you were connected. And like Apostle said, you know, when we just stay in it to win it, then to God be the glory. So I thank you on this evening.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Evangelist, you want to go ahead and pray us out? Let me just say tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we will be having the last night of revival, of this revival. I'll say that, of this revival. Tomorrow night will be the last night, and I will be bringing the word on tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. All of this has been done as a celebration of life for me as I celebrate another birthday on Saturday. And God said to celebrate my life through the word, to bring on these anointed vessels that have been with us this week. Apostle Brenda Pagan, Apostle Gloria Hawkins, Prophet Minnie Hickman, Elder Roslyn Christian, and tonight Evangelist Gail Joyner. You all have been a blessing to me. You have blessed me in ways that you cannot even imagine. Just aiding me and celebrating the life in which I've lived through the trials and tribulations and realizing that I have grown indeed, grown in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior. And because of it, I am the woman of God that I am today, yet still growing. Yeah. But I thank God for each of you who have come and extended your time, your gift, your anointing, your talent, with yoke-destroying words to empower God's people. So I say thank you. If you're able to, please join us again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m., and then we will be back on the air Sunday at 8 for our weekly teaching on the empowerment place, a relevant kingdom message to aid us in becoming all that God has called us to be. We also invite you to send in prayer requests. You find us on Facebook. We have prayer each morning, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock a.m., and we invite you to send in your prayer request that we may intercede on your behalf. God has been doing miraculous things, and we are so very grateful. So, again, we say thank you. Evangelist. I just saw elevation. I just saw elevation. Evangelist, amen.
Hallelujah.
You will close us out. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I would just like to say that growing in grace is not finite, it's infinite. It's forever. It goes on and on. It never stops. It's a process.
Amen.
And it goes
on. Bless God.
Yes.
Amen.
Father God, I'm thankful for the opportunity tonight to come and share your word. God, I thank you for being able to be used as a vessel, Lord God. May your word go forth and do what Daddy says it will do, Lord God. God, I thank you for the listeners that came on tonight. May somebody be empowered tonight by your word, Lord God. God, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for grace, Lord God, the grace that you extend to us, the forever grace, the grace that we can't buy, the grace that we can't earn, but the grace that we can access through faith. Hallelujah. God, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for allowing me just to be here, Father God.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful for that, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in peace
thank
to
you.
All my brothers tonight, Lord God. And may you cover them with your blood, Lord God, and with your grace, Lord Jesus, and that we be ever growing in your grace, Lord Jesus, and that we will reciprocate your grace to someone else, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you,
be
Father.
Forever to give you all the glory. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, as always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. Always be mindful that whatever you do, you are the key to your own empowerment. We love you, but God loves you best. Good night until tomorrow. Be empowered.